This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
The following program contains content of a sexual nature and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm not a slut. I just love love.
Where's it coming?
Tell me something new, cause I've heard this. Okay, I'll fuck you. A little taste test. You'll be my little friend. You'll be my little friend. You'll be my little.
You are on Joy 94.9. Yes, it is after 9 o'clock. It is the wet spot, but it is the moist purple wet spot tonight as we continue a two-hour Christmas special with Chris, Michael and John in the studio with me. Yes, I know. I said I would never do it, boys, after 9 o'clock on a Monday night.
What's that?
I said I would never do boys, but have boys in my studio.
We're here, and we're queer.
I couldn't get any more than you. Now, we've been doing some amazing Christmas traditions here on Joy 94.9 tonight as we do our moist purple Christmas. I'm going to say moist all the time for you, Chris.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think part of that is also, you know, us sort of being able to do, a little bit of personal stories about us, but also, you know, put it out there that, you know, we talk about Christmas. It's not about everyone bangs on about religion and everyone bangs on about family and all that sort of stuff. Christmas is about what the day means to you.
Exactly.
And it's not about you having to be anywhere or do anything or fit into any sort of stereotype or any box, because hell no, we don't.
Exactly.
Well said.
Yeah, I like that.
Resounding.
Hashtag I'll ride with you.
Oh, we love that. That is the most amazing. And you know what? After everything that's gone on and everything that we have seen, it shows that there's solidarity throughout Australia for many, many reasons. And we proudly hashtag ride with you.
Definitely.
Yes. Yes.
We are doing that tonight, aren't we?
Yes. I'm riding with
someone.
I think, they're all nervous and excited because it's after 9 o'clock.
I know, we can be a little bit more free now.
Yeah, I don't have to kind of censor myself, and I apologise to my mother if she's listening about anything that you may hear. But somebody that is riding with us is my very, very good friend, Girl Sammy. She's currently in her nude in the bath, enjoying a glass of wine and listening to us. So, hi, Sammy.
A very moist start to
the We've got Joyce Tammy's attention.
Woman naked in the bath.
She's got a great rack, I will give you that.
Well, you know, so's my girl. Yeah. You know, what can I say? I'm a boob girl.
I'm a boob boy.
I'm an ass boy.
John?
No comment.
Confessions here on Joy.
Do you know, I do personally like boobs. I've always had a fascination with female breasts. Actually, I say female breasts, but I guess what sort
Boys
of other breasts
boobs
are they?
Too.
Yeah, yeah. But I... Yes, okay, this is radio, so no one can see that. Always had a bit of a fascination with boobs. Kind of was caught a few times as a child at the topless beach on the Gold Coast, staring at, women's upper halves.
I think that it doesn't really actually matter about your sexuality. And again, we're talking about, you know, ticking boxes and what boxes you fit in. I think, you know, I can look at a body of, you know, a gorgeous guy or, whatever the sort of person that I'm attracted to and actually say, well, I don't want to sleep with you, but I can appreciate a fine form. And,
oh, definitely.
And I think, again, that's something that we can actually say that it doesn't really matter, about your sexuality and about your identity. It's about you actually looking at somebody. And it doesn't mean that all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, you've gone straight now.
That is completely true. So
definitely,
you know, I personally identify as a gay male, but I think as a child, maybe I saw it as something of comfort. I'm not too sure. I suppose it's not worth getting on the old psychologist couch for that.
Now, one thing,
Sammy, I've got a question for you because you've got a little boy. I'm bringing this back to Christmas for quickly and sitting on people's laps. They've put this group together. We were speaking about this last week about banning children from sitting on Santa's laps.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I have lots of thoughts on that. How much time have we got? For me, I sort of don't get the whole Santa thing, you know, the Santa store thing, because it's commercialism. Mm-hmm. So commercialism to me, I'm like, whatever. Secondly, you know, I'm a super protective mum. You know, I raised my child in an environment. He lives at Joy, so he has a reality of everybody under the rainbow and of real life. But, you know, he was never a fan of going to Santa and getting the photos. He did the traditional thing a couple of times as a kid when he was very young, and he hated it. So I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're handing over, and I know nowadays, of course, there's police checks and you know, people who are doing the job are supposedly checked out. But you're handing your child over to sit on a stranger's lap and you're expecting your child to look happy. For me as a parent, you know, the first thing is my child's mental health, to just have to do something to put a picture on a mantelpiece to go, oh, look, there's my kid at a shopping centre on Santa's lap. What does that say to you? That's my opinion. What does it say to me as a parent to see my crying child 7 years in a row on a stranger's lap?
But as you just said, I mean, if he didn't enjoy it, and he didn't enjoy it, so you stopped doing it, but if he continued to enjoy it, or if he did enjoy it, then would you have an issue with doing that? If he thoroughly, like, really just enjoyed getting his photo with Santa?
As a parent, you stand right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, the safety of your child is insured. What's going to happen?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know,
I just think that don't force your child to do it. But if your child wants to do it, I don't think that there is any harm whatsoever in having a photo with sitting on Santa's lap.
I think it's a little bit of an overreaction. We get a little bit overreactionary about things. You know, we've seen overreactions to everything. You know, it's like what went on in Sydney. It's an overreaction again to, you know, certain religions and ethnic groups. And, you know, we'll ride with you.
Definitely. So, but I think, too, the media doesn't always help sometimes. No. They over-propagand everything to the point where they create that fear in our lounge rooms. Mm. And that's what this is, this group that I don't even know where it started. And frankly, I don't really care. But the fact that this group started and now every parent out there is like, oh, I'm not letting my child sit on Santa's lap. But you have for the last probably 7-8 years.
And I think that's one of the things, you know, with our community is as a parent as you come into Christmas is there's a lot of people within our community that have their families that they've built themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, personally, I don't have biological family, and I have an amazing group of people. You know, I have you boys, and I have my Joy family, and I also have a very close amount of people that are my son's aunts and uncles, and we developed our own Christmas traditions. You know, for years, I went to different friends' houses as they hosted orphan Christmas Day. You know, Sue, that does Friday Drive, you know, I spent Christmas with her and my co-host Lisa and all their families and everything for years. So to me, it's about creating that new traditions, you know, and moving forward and saying, well, you don't have to be within this biological family to enjoy a Christmas day. It's about what you make it.
Exactly. I mean, I've got family, all of my family's in Tasmania, and I don't speak to a lot of my family based on my sexuality. But, you know, I have amazing friends and an amazing support system over here that this year I'm going to my friend Catherine's house and having, you know, a Spanty family Christmas there because I went there last year and all they do is you just eat and you laugh and you have fun. And I think that doesn't matter where you are. It's just you have fun. And that's the meaning of Christmas Day. It doesn't matter where you are, as long as you're having fun and you're enjoying yourself, that's all that
and
it
I
is.
I think if there's any lap that I want to be sitting on, that's my partner's lap. I'll leave it at that.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Here we go. It's already
And I'm sorry
started.
If my mom is listening.
It's already started. But, you know, of course, you know, we also are very realistic that this time of year can quite often be hard for many people within the community. And there's always people to talk to. You know, we have Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, Q Life, and, of course, Lifeline on 131114. You know, if you're going through any tough times for any reason, you always have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, and sometimes it's always, you know, if you don't feel like you can reach out to, you know, someone that you know and someone that is close to you, it's, you know, really great to speak to a stranger too, because there's, you know, there's no judgment, there's no bias. They want to hear your story and they want to, you know, help you work things out. So definitely Lifeline is a great place to go, and the switchboard.
And we you know, we're going to start to get into, you know, some of our little, you know, the boys are getting all excited because
This is people's speech uncut for us.
Now we're starting to sound like a grinder profile. Yeah, yeah.
It's a slippery slope, Michael. That's all I'm going to say.
It gets very moist down the bottom.
It gets very scruffy too, I hear.
Don't be squirting all over the place.
Oh, dear.
Can we name any others while we're... Oh, no, there was this chick called Brenda. Yeah. But, you know, we're going to start getting into some stories about, you know, maybe a little bit of our own sort of, you know, self-realizations as you know, the boys, they can do a little bit of delving into their own sort of histories as well.
Delving into your own?
Well, you know.
I'm delving as we speak.
The fun starts at home.
I think, Sammy, you have a message from one of your listeners, the mermaid.
Okay.
Hi, folks. Loving the show. I love the human body in all its forms. Can admire a good male from even though I'm into women in a big way.
The mermaid. Now, the mermaid actually was on the show with me last week.
Oh.
Yes, the mermaid was on the show with me last week talking all about women coming out later in life and telling her own very personal story about coming out. So, yes, we do cover lots of very interesting subjects.
When I see the word mermaid, it immediately makes me think of that 80s movie, the mermaid with, what's her name? The lead actress who plays Daryl Hannah, that's right. So, yes, much love out to you, the mermaid.
The mermaid. I think we're going to have to listen to a couple of very quick messages. And when we come back, we're going to start to get the boys to have a little bit of a talk to us about when they first realised. A little bit. Chris O's going, oh, here we go. It's about time for his mum to turn off now. Go on, Joy 94.9, the moist, purple, wet patch.
Good timing. You're listening to Purple Speech, The Wet Spot. We're moist, we're happy, we're under the mistletoe here on Joy 94.9. Sammy, Chris O, Michael James and John P. Wintle.
Hello.
Hello. I've got to say, Sammy.
There is a powder keg of sexiness going on in this room and I think it's going to explode soon.
I think it happened to be because while the song was on, we were talking about my favourite subject in the world. Guess what? It's porn.
Okay.
So the one thing that I would love to know, because it's very like women, queer women traditionally don't watch porn or don't admit that they watch porn. It's like women traditionally don't admit that they masturbate. Okay. So it's an expectation that as a boy that you watch porn and you masturbate. So I'd love to hear your opinion on it because I've discussed it quite often on The Wet Spot because, you know, I have a porn addiction. I have therapy. It's called my partner.
I actually, because it is
a little bit of a stereotype.
Mm. So, but we all do it.
Do you know what? I actually enjoy a good porno.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I don't go, look, Chris O, no smirking, all right? This is after 9 o'clock.
Yes.
And I like a good porno. I don't obviously watch him for, you know, the plot or, you know,
hang on,
the fashion.
What plot?
You know, I've come to clean the pool. Plot.
The thing is that I would love to know is, you know, because I'm going to wait because I want to hear everyone's opinion on this first. So, yes, porn. Yes.
Yes.
Is that a vote yes for porn?
Yeah, and I think that I actually am surprised. So being a gay male, I actually never realised that porn for women, for gay women, was actually stigmatised. So to me, that is a surprise. That is something that I didn't know before. So it has a negative stigmatism to say, as a woman, like as a gay or straight woman, I'm assuming, watching porn or masturbating is like a bad thing. Like,
yes.
Why would that be? I don't understand.
I think it's because women, and this is my personal opinion, women traditionally aren't given freedom to express their sexuality. You think back as boys when you were given the talk. okay, through puberty. Puberty for boys, and I've said this many times in air, is about the talk. It's about how not to get a girl pregnant, how to change the sheets when you've had a wet dream, how to hide the hard-on in class behind the book or the jumper, that sort of stuff, where girls, or, you know, and how to, you know, flush too many tissues down the toilet and not block the toilet up, you know. I've got a 12-year-old. But, you know, but with girls, it's about, with girls, it's medical. With girls, it's about them getting their period. You know, you get the joke about, oh, you know, you don't wear white pants to school and a lot, and don't get pregnant. But it's not about owning their sexuality, where boys are actually taught through puberty that it is about owning sexuality. It's about not being caught having a wank by your dad.
I had the wrong talk.
I was never given the talk. Does that mean that I haven't gone through puberty?
I was given the wrong talk.
You are puberty. What are you saying?
I think you need to give me the talk, Sammy, because
oh dear.
I could have learnt a few things earlier.
Right.
But you
so
know,
that's how you hide it.
I have taught my son that.
When,
you know?
When I was going through puberty, I think I was in like grade 6 or 7, I used to get my morning wood at the same time every day, like clockwork, I've got to say. Am I being too frank, by the way? I just want to clear this with
you,
Sammy.
But your name's John, it's okay.
Okay, good. So I never used to have like the notebook or anything to conceal it. It was kind of just nicely under the desk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would get sporadic hard-ons throughout the day when I was going through puberty. Mm. And it was always like, the teacher's going to call me up to the front of the class. The teacher's going to call me up to the front of class.
You know, teachers have, you know, like mums had a sixth sense. You can be in another room stuffing up, doing the wrong thing, and your mum was going to go, oi, Chriso, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? Same thing with teachers. When you're sitting there, the thing going, please don't tell me to stand up. They know. It's part of the teacher brain. They'd learn it in college, I'm sure.
Oh. That would have been good to know now. Wow, back then.
So.
Yes, I watch porn. Love it. Watch it to get off. Simple as that. I don't watch it for the plot or for the, you know, the best rating film. I just watch it to get off.
Mm.
And move on.
Okay. Very well, good. How long does it stay on for? 5 minutes?
15? Depends on my mood.
It's kind of
I could make it a night of it.
Yeah.
Or it could just be a quick 2 minute, 3 minute video.
I'm with you. Minutes. I'm with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Totally. Yeah.
Depends how quickly I want to get out. You don't want to, I mean, sometimes you just don't have time to spend a good half hour.
This isn't a drive-through. Like, yeah. Sometimes I want to, you know, pour myself a glass of wine and really enjoy it.
Yes.
And maybe have, you know, more than one orgasm.
Sometimes you drink wine?
Sometimes I just want to go to sleep, and that puts me to sleep.
What? Is this a race or a marathon, guys?
Do you know?
It does help me sleep.
It is actually, it's nature's sleeping pill.
Actually, I agree with that. If I'm having trouble sleeping or I have things on my mind, the one surefire way to put myself to sleep is by having, you know, a good flog.
And sometimes it can help with a bad headache.
It can.
Really?
Yeah. Try if you got a really bad headache, just get off.
Oh, I just take some headache medication and go to bed.
All right, Chriso, porn, yes or no?
Yeah, I watch porn. I'm not going to lie, I watch it on a daily basis. I'm a single gay male. I have a high sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I will generally watch it in the morning before I get up and probably before I go to bed of a nighttime. So I'm due for one very, very soon.
That's past our bedtime.
I was just going to say it's past your bedtime. Now, I read an interesting study quite recently that there was a study done by from women around the world, both living inside and outside the spectrum of the rainbow, queer and non-queer women. And the most watched porn in the world by women is actually gay male porn.
What?
No, I'm serious.
That
I have a lot of straight girlfriends that would much prefer to watch gay male porn than any other porn. They find it more appealing, they find it more sexual, and they don't have to I guess watch the other woman sometimes. I know that a couple of my friends get quite awkward about the moaning from the porn star women because they like that's not how it actually is.
It's Hollywood sex.
Exactly. So it's they Hollywood find that, that that turns them off. So by watching the two men, of course they moan quite frequently, and I won't watch it if there's no sound. But they find that more appealing.
I think you're talking about animalistic noises. Isn't
that what you know, the grunting. I'm all about sound. I guess I'm all about the sound of porn. If there's not making any noise, then it's kind of boring to me.
I actually was quite interested when I initially read this study and spoke to quite a few queer women that I know that secretly have admitted to me after hearing me about my porn addiction on air, which I talk about quite frequently, and said that they quite actually enjoy watching pornography as well. But it's very hard. We've got a couple of really amazing Australian women that are making some really fabulous content, but it is quite difficult traditionally to get hold of because most of it is made what I call the straight white male adult films, which is not what you would actually see what women actually do in bed when they're in bed together, because there's no way I'm doing any of that, you know, Hollywood sex that you see on, you know, straight porn.
Oh. I've got to say, like, whenever you see straight porn, and I've seen a couple, the women just don't look like they're enjoying themselves. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't look like it's real.
It's a movie. It's an action movie. You know, they're actors being paid. But I suppose the difference that the reason that a lot of these women gave to me about why they watched gay male porn is because it is raw, it is animalistic. It's basically about people having sex. You know, they actually want to watch people have sex because quite often when you hear stories of women watching lesbian porn, it's about storylines and this and that and the other. How many times have you had a pizza delivered and the guy's got his pants on?
I'm and still waiting.
And you go, really? Really, is this a real pizza delivery? Like the average gay male porn, and I know I'm generalising, is the doorbell rings, the pizza delivery man's there and he goes, oh, my pants have fallen off.
You
know,
or I can't afford to pay you or
you know,
something.
Sammy, it actually is, in my world, it's like usually I get my sausage pizza delivered on a Friday evening. And I've really got to say that I am glad that my delivery person has kept their pants on.
Right.
I find it really
there's not been one hot delivery person that's come knocking on my door with my food. And I'm just like, if they drop their pants, I'm like, you know, please keep your pants on. I'll pay you to keep your pants on. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, my. Before we actually upset the pizza industry here in Australia, which there are a lot of very, very hardworking people delivering some amazing food to our door on a daily basis, we're going to listen to some quick messages here on the Moist Purple Wet Spot with Moist Panties.
Panties.
Just for you. He said it on Joy 94.9.
Just in time for the bathroom. You're listening to the Wet Spot Purple Speech. It's Christmas. It's loving. It's wet. It's panties. We've got Chris So, Michael James, John P. Wintle, Sammy, full studio.
Moist Mondays have just gotten amazing.
And you had to go there about me going to the bathroom.
Did you need to go change your moist panties? Is that what you needed to do?
Can I just say, like, you boys have got, you know, like, girl bladders.
Yeah, no, that's
we have paid the most tonight.
You can't get through like an hour on radio without just rushing off.
I drank a lot of coffee today.
Sorry, you're still talking.
Become a Joy member, 1300-JOY-949. Sign up now. We'll renew your membership online, joy.org.au. So Chris and I can get tattoos.
Oh, my God.
You've got half an hour.
We are so close to hitting that magic
number. We are very
close.
So get onto it and become a Joy member now.
You can go online at joy.org.au. And then the other thing is you get to choose where the boys are going to get tattooed. So, I mean, you know, all bets are off. I'm just saying.
They really are. I'm kind of not regretting, but I'm kind of scared about where
I'm excited.
People are going to suggest that we get a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
And I'm pretty sure that these Wet Spot guys are not as tame as our listeners might be.
No, I would say not. Now, you can also interact with us this evening. You can drop us an SMS on 0427-JOY-949.
Or email us on air@joy.org.au.
We would love to hear some of your Christmas stories or even just some, as we spoke, you know, having a little bit of a talk about, you know, your opinion on porn, your opinion on what it's like, your opinion on how bad our porn addiction is. I don't know. Just let us know. And also maybe just some Christmas stories as well. Maybe a Christmas fantasy, Chris-o.
Yes, a Christmas porn fantasy.
What would be your Christmas porn fantasy?
I think it would have to be a really, really, really attractive.
Really, really.
Really attractive Santa Claus. without his shirt on, but with the suspenders, you know, washboard abs that you could wash your clothes with. And just, you know, take me in front of everybody in the middle of a, like, shopping centre. Like
in front of a shopping centre?
You know, where Santa sits. I would sit on his lap and sit on it quite frequently.
So, wow. Of course, this is... You've thought long and hard about this.
Oh, you know, just...
Long and hard about this.
Long and hard about bouncing. Yeah. Yes.
Well, on Santa's lap.
I'm bouncing on Santa's lap.
Santa baby.
How about you, Michael James?
I don't really have a Christmas fantasy that I've kind of got one stored, unlike you, Chris-O. but I would probably go for maybe the naughty elf. I like my boys a little younger.
Yeah, you do like them a little younger.
So I would probably legal. but I would probably go for the naughty. I'm not into the washboard gym body. I think that's a turn off for me. Mm-hmm. I like just a natural, healthy body. It doesn't need a machine to be looked good. So just a natural, healthy, shirtless elf, with a little hat and probably not much else on. And having some fun in Santa's Village.
John's just sitting there going,
Santa's Village.
Where do I go from here? Look, what do I do?
I don't even have any kind of porno fantasies.
I could have gone
back
and said
Christmas.
Riding Rudolph.
Although I did watch this movie once. I forget the name of it, but I did watch this movie once where this guy had a wet dream about a sexual encounter with Santa because he was like into bears. And I just thought it was actually quite funny.
Where's the connection between Santa and bear?
I don't know. The guy was dressed as Santa.
Berry boys.
I'm thinking of like
an animal bear.
Berry boys. Like our beautiful boys that have the show here on Joy, the Woods.
Yes.
The bears. And of course the bears also host, Vic Bears host an amazing gathering for people that don't have anything to do on Boxing Day, which we were talking about a little bit earlier.
Yeah, bears at the Lead.
Bears at the Lead. Yes, absolutely. So it's great for the boys to get down and have a bit of a play with them
How about you? Any Christmas fantasies?
Oh, I thought I nearly avoided that one.
I'm not letting you off the hook.
No. To be fair, every day is a fantasy for me. I live out my fantasies every day. I have the most amazing woman and the most amazing life, and every day is a fantasy. I just go, have this thought in my head, and then it's not in my head anymore.
Oh, that kind of, I got all warm and fuzzy.
And then turned on at the same time.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm sitting under the desk, under the table right now.
No, I think, I'm a sort of a few decades older. And I think you get to the stage in your life like I have, and I just go, I'm actually outliving the life I want to live now. And it's the most amazing thing. And, you know, I put it out to the universe, a few months ago, and I went, universe, this is what I want. This is what I want in a partner, in a life partner. And someone that I'm going to spend my life with, raise my child with, and do all of these debauchery things with. And 5 weeks later, she turned up.
Ta-da!
Five weeks to the day.
Like, Sammy, I've known you for a little while, and there is such a massive difference between, you know, someone like yourself who is being being the best that they can be, to compared to other people in this world that you see, you know, they're trying to fulfill other people's dreams and trying to meet other people's expectations. Like, you are such an inspirational person, I think.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
The rest of the money's in the bank. It's held up in Switzerland.
You're paying him? Where's my money?
In porn.
Look, I did that once.
Oh, hang on. There's a story there.
Okay, so I was in America, and everybody know I did porn to get home because I needed money to get home. Mm-hmm. So
it is a very reputable profession.
It really is, and the fact that I was Australian made that a little bit more marketable in the sense because, I mean, I was in no way typical porn. I didn't have a porn body. I wasn't, you know, ripped or anything like that, but I was Australian. So I think I said like 4 or 5 things, but I did a group scene with 7 other men. Sorry, Mum, don't listen. and yeah, that's how I got home. And, you know, porn, I guess for me now, I look at it.
Do you look at it differently?
I look at it very differently because I look at what I know that they've gone through. Like, people, when I look at porn now, I think how many camera setups that would have had to have been. How many days would this have gone over? It's not as simple as go in, shoot, shoot, and then be done for the day. You know, you do break for lunch.
Has it taken the thrill out of it for you in a way?
A little bit, because I mean, I know...
Clearly hasn't stopped you watching it, though.
Definitely will never stop me from watching it, and sometimes having special moments to my own porn.
Oh, that's tweaked. Okay, that is just a new level of tweaked. I love it.
But, you know, I look at it differently because, I mean, I see camera angles. The camera angles for me are the biggest thing because I know that you can't have two or three cameras in one shot because you're going to see them. So they're shot separately and they're shot differently. And I mean, my scene, the group scene went for 25 minutes in total. And that was shot over 2 days.
2 days. Wow.
That was a very long, tedious.
Lots of Gatorade.
So like, are you literally like, so for this 2 days,
I was bottoming for 2 days.
Oh my goodness. Like, as in, so you were like going for 2 days.
2 days. It would be set up, shoot, break, drink, shower, set up, break, drink, Gatorade. Shower, Gatorade. It was just tedious. And by the end of it, I mean, I was very sore.
Oh man. I've never actually heard this story from you, Chris O, but that kind of just puts a new light on, you know, how I see porn. So
same.
Thinking that
when you don't think about that, well, you don't know how it works. I mean, because the way that it's shot very well because it looks like it's all one camera. Mm. And it's not that way. I mean, the set is a set. It's generally to the side, you'll have two or three showers that you will stand in. There will be crab services on the other side of the room. You will eat, stand around, you know, normally you'll be pumped with Viagra of some description, some kind of something to help you stay up for that long. But people will be standing there drinking, you know, eating sandwiches. It's so surreal. I look back at it now and I know that it sounds really, really stupid and it sounds like a different universe. But that's one of my lasting memories in America. And
wow.
Yeah.
So what sort of privacy would you get on set? Like, is there literally like, you know, people standing around like eating sandwiches and kind of staring at you? Is it that kind of
generally? I think there's an unspoken rule that if you don't need to be on set, you don't be on set. Mm. But by that time, I'd lost all inhibition. I didn't care what was going on. I think come the second day, towards the end of the day, I was more so just looking to try and get through it and get home so I could sit on a cushion and some ice for about 20 hours.
On that note, we're going to have a listen to some very quick community service announcements from some of the amazing organisations that are in Melbourne here on Joy 94.9 in the moist, purple, wet spot. You are on Joy 94.9 in the moist purple spot patch with panties just for Chris O here on Joy. And my purple boys, Michael, Chris O and John, are still in the studio with me. And we've been well and truly opening up massive cans of worms for the boys. Now, as we were going to the break, Chris O was telling us of this very enlightening story about a part of his life. And one of the things I think that, you know, a lot of boys, you know, we talk about, a lot of boys will talk about, especially when they're talking about their dating profiles, whether they identify as a top or a bottom, but it doesn't necessarily happen with women.
I'm surprised. Like, I wasn't aware of that. I thought that, you know, females would identify as, you know, top or bottoms as well. So that, to me, I find interesting.
Well, it is a little bit different within the kink and fetish community because mm-hmm. if you are identifying as a top or a bottom, you're identifying in a play sense. So regardless of what sort of play that you are involved in, you can either be the top or the bottom, so the dominant or the submissive.
Okay.
But there are people that actually, you know, especially, you know, I'm a top. I top all the time. I don't bottom at all. No. As you would see, like me. But, you know, but it's very, very different in the average same-sex women relationship. There is no definition of that. So it is actually quite different.
I think as a community as well, I mean, speaking from a gay man's perspective, is that you make a lot of assumptions. You automatically assume that if someone's or a gay man is a little bit more feminine, that he's automatically going to be the bottom and vice versa. And 9 times out of 10, that's not actually the case. You know, I know a lot of feminine guys that they identify much more as tops. And that still surprises me sometimes. And I know that I find myself doing it and I'm making the assumption I shouldn't do it. But it's human nature to, in my head, I just okay, no, obviously.
Do you boys find the same thing that sometimes, yeah, you know, when you're socializing with other boys that you sort of, you know, start to sort of think in your head, you're listening to the way that they talk or the way that they say things if they're talking about sex or they're talking about something else, and you naturally start to think in your head, oh, I wonder if you top or bottom.
I do make a prejudgment, I'll admit.
Yeah, yeah. I do as well.
And then I'm quite surprised most of the time.
Hmm. Surprised or surprised. Not surprised?
I am.
So you can't pick...
I like to think I can, but sometimes, you know, it can change, and that could be based on their preference or maybe they're in denial themselves and don't prefer it but actually do and don't want to admit to it. So you just really don't know until you're, I suppose, in the situation.
So do you think that that sort of thing is like an extra added to your gaydar?
I think so. I mean, yeah, when I get it right, I give myself a pat on the back and I'm like, yeah, I knew it.
I'm
was right.
Sex tonight.
So what exactly do you do when you get it wrong? So if you're a bottom and you've identified someone that you think is a top, but then they turn out to be a bottom, like, well, how does that work?
It's happened in the past where I've been wrong, and it's, you just don't do anything. I can't say the word properly.
Penetrative?
That word. Like, I don't do that. But, I mean, I assumed when I first started working with you guys at Purple Speech that type of thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's happened to everybody.
But I think the difference is that with same-sex attracted men and same-sex attracted women is with the women, it's not a conversation that is probably a moral imperative to have. Mm-hmm. Where with the boys, it is a little bit more because you do end up in a situation that you've been in, and I suppose a lot of boys have been in this, if you're not upfront about having that conversation about your preferences, that, again, it's about, you could end up in a situation with two total tops or two total bottoms together.
Well, to give an example, it has happened to me in the past when I've been single and a person has assumed me of being either top or bottom and then was quite surprised of the other and then ended up not wanting me to come home with this person because of it.
That was very well said, by the way.
I chose my words carefully.
He's like, I've added myself enough already.
If you can put the dots together, you can work it out. Chris, so shut up. Yes. And I've, you know, that situation never happened because that person thought wrong. So, you know, it does happen. And I'm sure it still happens today to others out there.
Mm. I think that's the difference that I see within the kink and fetish community is the conversations are a lot more concrete. You know, before someone's involved in either play or any type of relationship, there's a lot of pre-negotiation that goes into it. There's a lot of conversations that are had. So it is a lot different when you actually consider an average relationship in the queer community, mm-hmm, in comparison to a relationship that is being built up within the kink and fetish community, whether it be something as a casual play relationship or something, you know, more serious, like, the relationship I have with my girl. So I think that's something that I really like about the community is there is a lot of very much upfront, concrete honesty about, you know, who you are and where you stand in things. And because, you know, there's that much more at stake in the process.
Yeah.
That's such an extension of you too, Sammy, like, because you said previously that, you know, you put out to the universe what you want and you get it, and that this is just, in another level, you doing the exact same thing, which is you tell people what you want and you're going to get it. So it's a great way to kind of negotiate that territory as well.
Well, you know, and it's something that I think a lot of people, if you have a really deep look inside yourself and you go, this is what I really want, there's nothing wrong with asking for it, because what's the worst that's going to happen? Someone's going to say no.
That's what I was going to say. Exactly. I mean, you know, don't be afraid to, be the person that you want to be, ask for it, because, I mean, as you said, the worst that they can do is say no, and then you move on, mm-hmm, and you don't settle, and you're a person that I've grown to, you know, thoroughly enjoy spending time with, because you don't settle. You go after what you want, because life
and
is,
I get it.
And you get it. And life is too short to, you know, settle for anything and not be happy with it.
Sorry, Daddy.
I love it. Guys, just quickly, we have another email. Yeah. Hello, lovely Wet and Purple people. I've enjoyed the past 2 hours so much. I'm overwhelmed by the urge to eat mince pies and watch gay porn.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Gay men porn, I should say. Yeah, I was going to put the link there with mince pies and gay porn, but I won't.
Yes.
Tattoo goes on the left arse cheek naturally. Love the lovely Hannah. That's Hannah again. That's written in.
She I love a Hannah member earlier. But Hannah, I do have one question. Mm. So we are looking again, two of the guys tattooed. Are we talking about a dual tattoo on each of their cheeks, or are we talking about like specifically Michael or Chris O? We need you to elaborate just slightly more.
Oh, we like elaboration.
I love elaboration.
Speaking of all things Christmas, bringing it in a little bit. Guys, are you going to go to see My Christmas Windows or any of Melbourne's joyous Christmasness?
I have already been. I have filmed a video and I will be posting that tomorrow on my YouTube channel, which is Chris O and His Life. It's amazing. Guys, this year's one of my favourites.
Your YouTube channel or the My Windows?
The My Window. Well, both. Bit of shameless self-promotion there. But the My Christmas Window this year is amazing.
Really?
I've gone every year for the past 5 years, and this year I think they've really outdone themselves this year.
What about you?
Haven't gone yet. So I've been to all the festiveness that, you know, walking around Melbourne, you can't
City
avoid it.
City of Melbourne is amazing. It is. Like the way that they've lit the town hall up and the light show that's on there. I mean, you know, like we are in the most amazing city in
we
the
really
world.
Are.
We really are. We're so lucky. There's so much free stuff to be on. You know, like I look at it as a single parent. You can just go, how do you afford to do a lot of these things with your kids? It's just amazing, you know, like there's so much free stuff to come in to spend time in the city of Melbourne, and there's, you know, all the little red volunteers standing on the corners to help people where to go. I'm so passionate about Melbourne. It's just such a beautiful city.
I mean, walking around and being able just to have like the free, like the light show, for example. I mean, that to a 12 year old or a 10 year old, that's amazing.
Hello, 43 year old, loving it. Yeah.
I think Melbourne's great, and I guess coming from Tasmania where it's not that big, that coming here, it's just the whole different world, and we're so lucky. And I think that sometimes we forget just how lucky we are to live in such a beautiful, amazing city at this time of the year.
What about you, John?
Look, I've got to say, I'm a bit of a Grinch. Chris O hates it.
Grinch.
I know. I'm slightly a Grinch, right? I don't know. I just don't get into it. Like, I don't even have a Christmas tree up at home. And the tinsel is literally, it's still in the cupboard.
That is my.
You bring dishonor to the family, John.
Dishonor.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
You were about to flounce.
I'm about to move these microphones. I'm about to jump across the table.
Just quickly, Sammy, you got anything exciting coming up next week on the Wet Spot?
I am actually going to be having a little bit of a break. So what I'm going to be doing for the next 4 weeks on the Wet Spot is we're going to be doing a best of. So we've got some amazing programs that have had some fabulous responses during the year, which of course all of them are because they're all fabulous. So I've had to narrow it down to four. So next week we're going to be replaying Queer Mental Health. We had the amazing Deli Baker in and talking about finding her personal journey in becoming a therapist and also finding the right therapist for queer women. And then we're going to follow up with Evangelical and coming out with the gorgeous Sarah Joy presenter. And then of course the amazing show Vaginal Fisting with the gorgeous Jilf. Chris O's going, oh my God. And then we're going to round up the 4 weeks with my favourite subject, pornography, and Porn on the Law with Fiona Patton, who has just made it into the Victorian Senate. So happy for her. Sex
party. Yay.
Clap, clap, clap.
So, yeah, so I'm not going to see my boys for four weeks.
Missing grid buddy.
Missing grid buddy. So, yeah, no, it's going to be amazing. What about you boys? What do you plan for next
week? We've got a New Year's Eve special show, so we're looking back on the last year that it's been. We've got a special, very special guest coming in. So we're having a New Year's Eve special next week on the Purple Speech, 8 o'clock.
Bring your party poppers, of course.
Yeah, party poppers.
And we'll tone down the sex talk because it's before 9.
Well, no.
Hang on. I heard poppers. What?
Put your bag down.
What was that?
You have been listening to a very special show. It's been great. We have to do this again, Sammy.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's our new celebration. I think we might have a couple of quick messages in before we go,
We do.
Oh, my God, they just flew in.
I believe Brad's written in saying, I don't know if this is an end to an email or not, but it says, but often in the kink community, for guys anyway, you don't need to ask if they are a top or a bottom, as we are so often flagged with what we wear.
Yes,
the handkerchief code.
Yep, handkerchief.
Wow. Hannah has said, maybe left cheek for MJ, that's me, and right for Chris, that's you. And then you could stand shoulder to shoulder in a terrific, joyful, snappy.
And of course,
and Hannah, you can take that picture.
Oh, Hannah can take the picture and I'll record the audio. Yep. Now, of course, when we just quickly were talking about the flagging is the hanky code, which you can actually wear a bandana or a hanky, and you can either have it in your pocket. So the left or the right indicates whether you are a top or a bottom preference.
I didn't know this.
So, for example, you can, if you flag black... Black means so S&M, or either whether you're a sadist or a masochist. So if you're flagging on the left, you're a sadist, and the left is a masochist. So it's a top or a bottom. Red is fisting. Green is if you want a daddy. So there's just some of the colours. Grey is bondage.
Wow.
Light pink is breastplate. All my favorite ones. And if you flag orange, so orange is on the left is anytime, anywhere, anything. And on the right is nothing right now.
Sounds like Michael James.
I'm off to do some colour shopping.
You can actually go and look up the hanky code, but be very serious. If you are wearing your hanky, it will happen.
Wow. I didn't know that there was an actual code for that.
It's been in the leather community for quite a number of years, and it's something that we still practice very much.
Wow.
You need to go some colour shopping, Chris.
I learned things. I need to go shopping now. I've got like a whole new Christmas wardrobe.
I don't think I can ever watch porn again after today.
It's all right. I'll give you mine.
But stick around, because, of course, coming up next is Nothing Sacred is here in the studios. So they're going to be bursting in the door any second. And, John, thank you so much for panelling. It's been nice not having to push buttons. My favourite thing in the world.
I do enjoy sliding up
and
down.
He likes pushing buttons.
It's very moist
in here.
He is. On that note, we do have to say goodbye. So thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. You've been with a wet, moist, purple panty spot just for you, Chriso. On Joy 94.9 on our very special Christmas night here.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.